读经的时候，我们今天的经文记载在《使徒行传》第二章42至47节，请听我读出。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且买了田产家业，照各人所需用的分给各人。他们天天同心合意行切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美上帝，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。今天很高兴讲到的时候，有我们的主任牧师陈卓明牧师会为我们讲一个信息，回到基本，请 Michael Ho 弟兄翻译。
Good morning to everyone.
各位早晨。
We are in June already.
已经去到六月的时间了。
And I think I've shared with you that I'll be retiring in October.
想提醒大家，在十月的时间，陈卓明牧师就会退休。
So there's less than 5 months before I retire.
所以由现在到退休呢，就大概有5个月的时间。
Now I generally preach in the Chinese services once every 3 months.
咁样咧就每年咧就每大概每三个月到咧，我就会嚟中文部讲道嘅。
So today will be my second to last time to preach to you as senior pastor.
咁所以咧，今次我嘅讲道咧，将会系我系作为主任牧师嘅尾二一次讲道啦。
I'm sure they will invite me back as a guest speaker in the future.
当我退休之后呢，我深信教会仍然会邀请我回来讲道的。
But realizing that I only have 2 times to preach, I thought very carefully, what should I preach on?
作为主任牧师，如果我只有最后这两堂道要讲的时候，我心想要讲什么呢？
And for today, I wanted to preach on getting back to the basics.
所以今天我想讲的就是大家要回到一些基本的原则上面。
Now my granddaughter in New York is just finishing kindergarten.
咁样个我有个孙女咧，咁样佢就喺纽约咧就啱啱就读完幼稚园啦。
And a number of years ago, there was an American minister who wrote a book that became a bestseller.
咁咧好几年前咧，有一个美国人嘅牧师咧就写咗一本好畅销嘅书。
And the title of the book is All I Really Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten.
咁咧就个书名咧就好得意嘅，就系话咧就我喺幼稚园所学嘅嘢咧，我只需要知道啲乜嘢咧。
Now when I think back to kindergarten, I don't remember much of what I learned.
咁咧就当我谂翻起我读幼稚园嘅时候我学过啲乜嘢咧，好似咩都唔记得晒啦。
I'm not sure if I learned the alphabet or the numbers yet.
究竟我喺幼稚园嗰时候系学英文字母啊，学数字啊，都唔记得啦。
I do remember I was away from my parents for an extended time for the first time.
我就记得咧，就系第一次离开屋企，就要去到学校嘅，有一段咁嘅时间，咁我就记得咁嘅啫。
And I remember in kindergarten playing in the sandbox.
咁咧就喺嗰个沙堆嗰度咧就玩，系咁多嘅模糊嘅印象。
So as I think back to kindergarten, I said, I don't think I learned that much. We're just playing mostly.
咁咧就我就发现咧，原来喺幼稚园咧，你真系唔系学到好多嘢嘅，都系玩嘅啫。
And I think we are all more impressed with people who have graduate degrees and doctorates and what they know.
咁咧就当我哋知道有人喺研究院毕业博士毕业嗰啲咧就梗系会学到好多嘢啦。
But in this bestseller book, the author says, "No, really, you learn a lot in kindergarten."
咁咧喺呢本咁畅销嘅书嘅嗰度咧，作者咧就话，其实咧我哋喺幼稚园咧学到一啲好紧要嘅嘢嘅。
In fact, the world would be a much better place if people learned those lessons and applied it even today. As adults,
这个世界呢 会更加美好的呢，如果大家都去应用到我们在幼稚园学到的东西，这个世界会更加美好。
And so in this book he says that in kindergarten you learn some very basic things。
那就本书就讲到了，其实在幼稚园的时候呢，我们学着一些很重要的功课的。
You learn how to share。
我们去学怎样跟人分享。
You learn how to play by the rules。
我们怎样可以玩游戏的时候有公平。
You learn not to hit people.
咁样我哋会学点咧？点样唔好打人
？You learn not to take things that don't belong to you.
你会学到咧，就系唔系你嘅嘢，你唔好去抢。
You learn how to clean up after yourself.
咁样你整污糟个啲地方咧，你要去抹翻干净。
And when you learn how to say sorry when you hurt other people.
当你伤害到其他小朋友嘅时候咧，你学懂点样去讲对唔住。
And so what the author was saying is that in kindergarten you learn some very basic things.
原来我们在幼稚园的时候呢，我们是学一些很重要的人生的功课的。
And if you learn those lessons, it affects your whole adult life.
当你在幼稚园学懂了这些这样的人生的功课的时候呢，就会影响到你一生的。
But some people never learn those lessons.
但很可惜，很多人在幼稚园就没有学到这些东西。
Or some people forget those lessons.
或者学了之后呢，在他大个之后呢，他就忘记了这些人生的功课。
And then it causes them problems and pain in their adult life.
当他们长大之后呢，就遇上很多人生的问题了。
Now churches also sometimes forget the basics.
教会呢，都会是忘记了这些基本的功课的。
Now our church has lots of activities.
我们教会有很多活动。
You just open up your bulletin.
大家打开就是崇拜程序，看到了很多的活动。
We have conferences.
我们有大会啦。
We have table tennis tournament.
今天呢还要有乒乓球赛。
We have summer day camp.
有夏令营啦。
We have expansion.
也有扩堂的事工啦。
We're looking for a new senior pastor.
还有我们要找一个主任牧师。
And all those things are important.
这些东西呢全部都是很重要的对教会来讲。
But it can also distract us from the most important things, the basics.
但是当有这么多活动的时候呢，有时候我们就会错过了原来我们是忘记了一些基本的功课的。
It's not that we shouldn't do those other things.
我不是说大家教会不要搞那么多东西。
But I think the lesson is that we need to make sure we're doing the basics first.
但是我们要提醒大家最重要的是什么呢？那些基本的功课是什么呢？
But what are the basics?
那就要讲到了，究竟我一路讲的最基本的功课是什么？
What are the most important things for a church to do?
教会最重要最基本要做的事是什么？
Well, we need to go back to the first church.
我们就回去早期第一世纪的教会。
You see, the church started in the book of Acts.
教会当时候建立的时候呢，就是在《使徒行传》有记载。
When Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he stayed on earth for 40 days.
咁主耶稣基督喺十字架上面受死埋葬复活之后呢，佢係留低咗喺世上呢有四十日咁耐嘅。
He taught his disciples until he ascended into heaven in Acts chapter 1.
在《使徒行传》第一章有讲到在那四十日里面，耶稣基督是教导去使徒，教导去的使徒是更加多的东
西。And in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is given to the believers.
在《使徒行传》第二章的时候就讲到圣灵降临了在这班使徒的身上。
And empowered by the Holy Spirit, Peter preaches a sermon focusing people on Christ.
咁咧就圣灵带住能力俾到彼得使徒彼得咧嚟到去讲道领人归主。
And that day in Jerusalem, 3,000 people became Christians.
咁彼得嗰一堂嘅讲道咧就有3,000人信咗耶稣。
And they all got baptized.
咁就全部3,000人咧就受咗洗。
And so you have a fairly large church in Jerusalem with a lot of.Young believers.
咁样咧，就一下子咧，就耶路撒冷嘅教会就系3,000人咁大嘅教会，但系全部都系初信嘅信徒。
This was the beginning of the church.
呢个就系教会嘅开始。
Now we need to remember that the church is not a building.
我哋要再提醒大家咧，就系教会唔系一栋嘅建筑物。
It's not an organization.
亦都唔系一个嘅机构。
It is the people that have been called out by God.
就教会系乜嘢咧？就系一班嘅信徒受神呼召出嚟，又要跟从基督嘅一班嘅信徒。
Our church has just made a decision to sell this property.
我哋啱啱就做咗一个决定，我哋教会就要售卖呢个249嘅楼宇。
Everything.Probably is going to stay the same for at least 2 years.
在未来两年的时间呢，大概我们这些崇拜啊，这些活动呢，都不会有什么改变。
And I'm sure many of us will have very good memories of this building.
那么呢，大家对这座的建筑物呢，都有很多的感情。
But we have to remember the church is not the building.
但是记得，大家记得，教会不是这座的建筑物。
It is the people, the believers.
教会是我们这帮的信徒。
And so,this passage tells us what does the church, what should the church do?
咁今日嘅个经文咧就讲到啦，究竟教会呢班嘅信徒佢平时做乜嘢嘅咧
？It tells us what was their focus, what was their priority.
佢哋专注嘅乜嘢咧？佢哋嘅优先最紧要嘅嘢系乜嘢咧
？And then this passage tells us what is the results of focusing on those priorities.
咁咧，然今日嗰段经文亦都讲到啦，当嗰班信徒系专注喺做呢啲嘢嘅时候咧，佢哋得出嚟嘅结果系乜嘢咧
？You might say these are the products of the priorities.
咁就會見得到咧，當信徒喺專注喺一啲優先嘅因素嘅裏邊之後咧，佢哋得出嚟嘅結果。
So for the purpose of the sermon, I'm going to kind of reverse the order.
我今次嘅講到咧，我先講咗個結果。
I want to look at the products first.
我想先講咗個結果先。
That these are found in verses 43
to 47. 咁咧就喺第43節至到去第47節咧，今日
The reason I want to look at the results first is I want you to feel be motivated by saying, "Oh, I would like to see this in my church."
我想先讲一个结果咧，就系想大家去谂下。当我们教会是有这些结果的时候当会是多美好的环境。
Then we'll look at verse 42.
跟着我们就会看到第42节
Because
先回去讲的之前
this tells us the priorities.
那就会在42节就讲到那班信徒究竟专注是什么东西。
And I think hopefully learning the results, you'll pay more attention to the priorities.
那所以我先讲了得出来的结果大家去想一下的时候就会知道究竟我们怎样才可以得到这些结果呢
So in verse 43 to 47, we see the products.
所以今天的经文第43节至47节就是讲到个结果出来了。
And let me boil them down to four.
总共有四个结果会看见的。
One is they had a sense of awe.
第一样就是信徒会惧怕或者是敬畏。
Verse 43 says, "And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles."
第四十三节讲到啦，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
Now the word awe can be translated fear.
咁样咧，头先讲嘅惧怕啦，中文圣经咧就翻译成为惧怕呢两个字。
But it is not terror.
咁呢種惧怕咧，唔係話好驚嗰種嘅惧怕，
But rather it's reverence.
就好似係一種好尊敬嘅一種嘅敬畏。
It is used for those times when people are stunned by some powerful divine reality.
咁咧，當一個人見得到一個嘅神迹或者係神嘅工作嘅時候，佢由心發出嚟嘅一種嘅敬畏。
I'm not sure if any of you have visited the Grand Canyon.
但唔知大家有冇去到嗰个大峡谷嚟啊？睇一睇。
I visited it once.
咁我去过一次大峡谷。
And we drove from Los Angeles.
咁由罗省一路揸车去大峡谷。
And it is an eight hour drive.
咁就揸咗八个钟头先至去到。
And I must admit, driving there, the scenery was very boring.
咁咧就一路揸車呢八個鐘頭咧，沿途嘅風景咧都好悶嘅。
It's very flat and very much like desert。
咁咧就好似一個沙漠咁樣，乜都冇得睇嘅。
But finally we came to the park。
咁啊，終於咧就去到大峽谷嘅公園咯。
And we walked to the edge of the Grand Canyon。
咁一路行到去大峽谷公園嗰個邊緣嗰度啦。
And If you've ever seen the Grand Canyon, it's just a wonderful view that you could have.
站在一个边缘那里, 大家会看得到整个大峡谷的美景。
And literally, it just took my breath away.
当时候呢, 哇, 简直是, 啊, 很厉害的一个景象。
I was overcome with a sense of awe.
就是好像一种敬畏，一种嘅嗰个所谓嘅惧怕，其实一种敬畏。
And that was the kind of feeling that the people in that first church had with God.
咁咧，当时候啊，第一世纪嘅信徒，佢哋遇见神嘅时候，佢亦一种咁嘅敬畏嘅心。Now,
in that first church, it mentions the awe was prompted by the wonders and signs being done through the apostles.
點解佢哋會敬畏啊? 因為佢哋見到使徒呢行咗好多奇事神蹟。
And you may say, where are these signs and wonders today?
咁呢就大家就會話啦,咁而家我哋呢個世代,我哋嘅信徒都冇見到咩神蹟奇事啦。
Well, first you need to notice that it says the signs and wonders were being done through the apostles.
咁樣呢就喺經文裡面就話啦,係嗰啲邊啲人去做呢個奇事神蹟嘅呢,就係嗰班使徒做嘅。
The apostles were God's chosen messengers.
嗰班使徒呢就係神所挑選嘅一啲嘅一個使徒。
But from Acts chapter 1, it says that apostles need to witness the resurrected Christ.
咁樣呢就其實喺使徒行傳呢第一章呢講得好清楚,邊啲先係使徒呢? 是那些親眼見到耶穌基督在十字架的那班才是使徒。
So there can be no apostles today.
當然不可能了,已經過了2000年的時間,我們現今世代就沒有使徒了。
But does that mean that there are no signs and wonders today?
雖然我們現在這個世代裡面沒有使徒,但是不是就是沒有神蹟奇事呢?
No, I would say God is still doing miraculous things. Even today,
我深信神是继续的作工，嚟到去继续有神迹奇事嘅存在。
I've seen some miraculous things just in the last few months.
喺过去几个月，我亦都见过有神迹奇事所发生。
Many of you know that my parents were very close to my aunt and uncle who were from the same village.
咁樣呢就大家或者知道啦,我父母呢就同條村嚟波省嘅一班嘅細叔伯,有兩個細叔伯呢就係好親嘅。Their
house was like next door to each other.
係啦,咁呢就係佢哋兩間屋呢就係黐住嘅。So
even though my parents were Christian, my aunt and uncle, they had no interest in Christianity.
雖然我嘅父母係基督徒,但係呢我呢對嘅細叔伯呢,佢哋唔係信嘅。
And my aunt in particular was very devoted to ancestor worship.
咁呢就我呢個阿姨啦,所以即係同鄉嘅阿姨呢,就佢拜神拜得好緊要嘅。
But I still prayed for them.
但係呢我就一路咁多年以來呢,就為呢個阿姨啦,為呢個阿伯呢嚟到去祈禱。
I probably prayed for them for 40 years.
我其實有為到佢哋祈禱差不多40年嘅啦。
But inside, it probably had a lot of doubts about whether they would really become Christians.
咁樣我喺裏面呢,其實有好大嘅懷疑呢,究竟呢,佢哋真係最後會唔會信耶穌㗎啦?
But earlier this year, my uncle had some health problems.
咁樣呢,就喺年初嘅時候呢,就我呢個細伯呢,就有個身體嘅毛病啦。And
coupled with that, the Lord probably was working in their hearts.
咁樣呢,就神可能透過佢呢個病呢,嚟到去打開佢嘅心。
And they said that they wanted to become Christian.
竟然呢,我這個細伯和阿姨呢,竟然他們說想信耶穌。
And so I baptized them in their home just a few months ago.
幾個月前呢,我就去到他們家裡,為他們施洗。
And I am in awe of what God can do.
我看得到神這個工作而敬畏。
How God could change somebody's heart who was so hardened against Him to come and trust in Him.
一對咁嘅夫婦,佢哋對神咁深眼咁多年,但係最終嘅都係接受咗耶穌基督。
And I would say that's a miracle.
呢個本身就係一個神蹟。So
there was a sense of awe but in that first century church.
所以呢,翻返去第一世紀嘅信徒裡面呢,就係佢哋有一種嘅懼怕,一種嘅敬畏。But
the second thing that we see in this first church was that there was caring.
第二樣嘢我哋見到嘅結果就係一種嘅關心。
We see this in verse 44 and 45.
咁咧就睇到第44节同埋45节咧，又讲到信徒互相嘅关心。
And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
信嘅人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照各人所需用的分给各人。
So in that early church, the people cared about each other.
在早期的教会，他们互相的照顾，互相的关心。
They willingly shared their possessions with those who had need.
他们会分享自己的田产给那些有需要的人。
Now I mentioned I have grandchildren.
咁咧，头先有讲到啦，我有个孙女。
And it's always nice to have them come and visit.
咁咧，有阵时候咧，孙女嚟探嘅时候，好开心。
But sometimes my two grandchildren get into a fight.
咁咧，有阵时候咧，我两个孙咧就大家打交。
And usually it's about a toy.
咁咧，通常咧，啲细路仔打交都系为咗争玩具啦。
They both want the same toy.
咁样咧，成日都系点解硬系要争同一件玩具咧
？And commonly they will be holding onto it and pulling on it.
通常咧就系攞住一人一边咧就扯住间玩具。
And then we'd say mine.
咁咧就会话呢件玩具系我嘅。
And I think sometimes we are like that same thing.
有阵时候我哋就好似细路仔争玩具咁样。
No, we don't say mine.
咁我哋唔会讲到出口话呢件系我嘅。
We may think it.
但是在我们的心里面会说这件事是我的。
Because some of us hold on to our possessions very tightly.
有些我们心里面会抓住一些东西很紧。
But it was different in that first century church.
但是在早期教会的时候他们是不同的。
They were willing to share with their possessions.
他们见到弟兄姊妹有需要的时候他们很愿意的分享。
Maybe the best example is from the family.
就好似讲到一个家庭嘅里边。
Now we're in between Mother's Day and Father's Day。
咁咧，我哋而家呢段时间咧就系母亲节过咗啦，就嚟就父亲节。
And maybe you can use the example of parents。
咁咧就可以讲一讲父母一个嘅咁嘅例子。
So in a healthy family, the mothers and fathers sacrifice for their children。
咁咧系一个健康嘅家庭啦，咁啊父母咧都会系好肯为到家庭而付出嘅。
Maybe you remember when you were a little child.
咁咧，谂下大家细个嗰阵。
And you were sick.
咁咧，你病啦。
Perhaps your mother stayed up the whole night trying to take care of you.
咁咧，你病嘅时候，你阿妈咧就成晚咧嚟到去照顾你。
Or maybe you remember how you needed to get somewhere.
咁咧，就或者系你细个嗰阵，你要去一啲地方。
And you had to ask your father.To help you.
咁咧又要教叫你爸爸嚟到去带你去。
And they would willingly do that.
咁样你个父母都好愿意咁样为你效劳嘅。
Your mother would not say, "Well, sorry, I don't work after 5 o'clock."
咁样你病嘅时候咧，咁你阿妈唔会话啦，五点之后咧，我唔会翻工噶。
Or your father would send you a bill for driving you around.
或者咧，你阿爸咧车你去边度嘅时候咧，就要收你车钱咁样。
No, our parents.Sacrifice for each other, for us.
我哋嘅父母为着家庭，佢哋所付出嘅。
And so you might say the church was sort of a big family.
我哋教会咧就好似一个大家庭咁样。
There was caring and love and sacrifice for one another.
我哋喺教会嘅里边，我哋有互相嘅帮助，亦都有互相嘅付出。
And this promoted the unity of the church.
呢个就系令到教会合一嘅一个好大嘅动力。
A famous pastor wrote this.
有一个好出名嘅牧师咁样讲。
The early Christians shared their goods because they were generous. The early Christians
喺早期嘅信徒咧，佢哋会分享佢哋嘅物品咧，系因为佢哋好慷慨。
And they were generous because they learned generosity from God.
佢哋点解咁慷慨咧？因为佢哋睇见神对佢哋好慷慨。
Because God had been generous with them.They were determined to be generous with each other.
因为神咁慷慨对佢哋，所以佢哋决定要好慷慨咁样对佢哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
So there was a sense of awe in this first church.
头先讲到有敬畏嘅心。
There was caring in this first church.
有互相关心、互相照顾嘅心。
But there was also joy in this first church.
咁仲有一种喜乐嘅心喺呢个早期教会。
We see this in verse 46.
呢个喺46节有讲到啊。
And Day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they receive their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God.
他们天天同心合意行切的在殿里面且在家中擘饼存着欢喜诚实的心用饭
So that first church came together for worship and fellowship with glad and generous hearts.
早期教会的信徒他们在一起有擘饼的时间他们是存着欢喜诚实的心
There was joy in praising God.
在赞美神的时候呢, 有一种欢喜快乐的心
There was joy in being even together.
在大家在一起的时候, 一种欢喜快乐的心就出来了。
Now, for many of us, coming to worship can be a duty.
有时候我们星期日回到教会崇拜呢, 好像就是一个责任,
or it becomes just a habit.
或者甚至成为了一个习惯。
And maybe it's because we really don't understand what is worship.
或者其实我们心里面未必知道实实在在崇拜回来崇拜的意思是什么呢?
See, I would define worship as celebrating who God is and what He has done for us.
我会对崇拜下个定义,什么叫做敬拜呢? 就是我们来到去赞扬神他自己,和他的作为。
So, worship is not like a funeral.
我们来到崇拜不是去一个丧礼,
it's more like a party.
就好像开party那样,
and so we don't come to a party, we come to a party with a lot of joy, don't we?
我们来到一个赞美的party的时候, 就应该带着一个欢喜快乐的心。
It's something that we don't have to do, it's because we want to do.
不是说我们一定要这样回来,拉着自己回来,但其实我们很想回来,回来遇见神。
And so that was characteristic of that first church, there was a lot of joy in that first church.
在早期教会,这个喜乐的心是很明显的。
And then the last characteristic of this first church, it was that there was numerical growth.
讲到第四个结果,就是他们的人数有增加。
It says, in verse 47, and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
赞美神得众民的喜爱, 主将得救的人, 天天加给他们。
So, let's review.
我们再重复刚才所说的。
This was a church that was characterized by awe over God's power.
我看到了, 早期教会有一种的敬畏。
The people care about one another.
他们互相的关心, 互相的帮助。
There was great joy in this church.
他们存着一个很喜乐的心。
And guess what? The people around them said, wow, I want to be part of that.
所以呢, 在他们教会以外的人见到教会这样的时候, 他们被吸引来到教会了。
It doesn't mention that, oh, they had a lot of evangelistic meetings or programs.
圣经没有说到呢, 当时有教会呢,就去举办布道会,来到去传福音,没有这么说。
Now, it doesn't mean that they didn't have it, maybe they did.
圣经没有这么说,可能他们有做布道会,可能有传福音。
But the emphasis is on that as they devoted themselves to the priorities and basics, God blessed them with numerical growth.
个重点在于呢, 当他们集中在一些基本的功课上面的时候呢, 神就会将周围的人就会被吸引去到教会那里呢, 就神就会给他们更加多的人数。
And as, again, as they saw the sense of awe and the joy and the caring, people were attracted to this church.
在教会以外的人, 见到教会里面有一种这样的敬畏, 有一种这样的喜乐, 有一种这样的互相关怀, 他们是被吸引来到教会。
They recognize that God is doing something in this church.
在教会以外的人见到神一定在这间教会里面做了很多的事。
Because they can see the difference.
因为外面的人看得到教会里面是有不同。
And so people were attracted to this first church.
所以在周围的人就被吸引去到教会了。
And believe that's why they grew in number.
所以他们人数就增多。
So we've looked at these four products.
咁样我哋啱啱就睇咗有四个嘅呢个嘅结果。
And I call them products because they're the results of focusing on the priorities.
咁咧，呢四个结果点解会有咧？就系因为我哋跟住要讲嘅就系一啲嘅基本嘅嘢咧，系早期教会喺度做。
So we want to know, okay, we want these results in our church.
咁咧就头先讲到啦，我哋就想要到我哋教会都好似早期教会嘅有呢啲咁嘅结果。
We want to see it in our church. We want to see it in this particular congregation.
我哋希望教会有嘅呢四种嘅结果，我哋希望义堂嘅弟兄姊妹都有呢个结果。
So how do we achieve that?
咁我哋点样可以得到呢个结果咧
？By focusing on the same priorities as that first church.
跟住我哋就会讲啦，就系早期教会佢哋喺一啲基本嘅功课上边咧，好注重。
And we see this in verse 42.
喺第四十二节嗰度有讲到佢哋究竟做咗啲咩
？And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训。彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
And the key word here is the word devoted.
这个最紧要的字就是恒心。
They persistently and obstinately focused on this.
他们很恒心的，每一日的，不断的来到去做以下的事。
These are the things that they considered the core, the most important things.
就是一跟住会讲嘅就系佢哋觉得呢几样嘢系最紧要嘅，所以佢哋最用恒心嘅嚟到做呢几样嘢。
And being devoted, it was something they did over a long period of time.
恒心咧系需要一段好长嘅时间嚟到证明到你嘅恒心。
They didn't do it just for a summertime.
又唔系话我暑期间嚟到去做呢啲嘢。
This was not their theme for one year.
亦都唔系话我哋今年嘅主题系乜嘢，咁啊呢个主题过咗就唔系。
This was their core value.
呢个就系佢哋最核心嘅一个嘅价值。
Now this month, our church celebrates its 58th anniversary.
今个月咧，我哋教会咧就将会庆祝我哋58年嘅周年纪念。
And many of us know that our church started with just 18 people back in
1961.
Now God has blessed us that we're over 1,000 people.
And
we hope that God will grow this church to 2,000 people. But the most important thing is that we all are devoted to the basics.
但系最紧要嘅就系我哋每一位嘅会众都能够恒心嘅嚟到专注喺一啲基本嘅功课上。
Regardless of whatever size your church is，
啊，唔理我哋教会系有几多嘅人都好
，we need to be focused on the basics。
我哋一定要喺呢啲基本嘅功课上边嚟到去做好。
And so what are the basics？
咁头先一路讲嘅基本嘅功课系乜嘢咧？
Well, we'll see in verse 42.
在42节刚才有讲过。
First, we see they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
他们是恒心做什么呢？就是遵守使徒的教训。
So, what is the apostles' teaching?
那使徒的教训是什么呢？
Well, there was no New Testament yet.
那当时候早期教会根本就没有新约圣经。
It was still in the process of being written.
咁样咧就新约圣经一啲嘅书卷咧，仲喺度写作嘅期间。
But the apostles had sat under the teaching of Jesus for 3 years.
咁咧就每一位使徒咧都有跟过耶稣有3年嘅时间。
And so the apostles carried with them the things that Jesus wanted to pass on to the church.
咁咧，使徒所教训嘅就系耶稣基督当年教使徒嘅嘢，亦都系耶稣基督嘅心意，就系希望使徒去教俾其他嘅信徒听。
And again, we don't have any apostles today.
咁头先讲到，亦都系而家已经呢个世代冇使徒啦。
But what God wants us to know is written down in the Bible.
但系神要我哋知道嘅嘢，全部都喺本圣经里边写上。
So you might say they were devoted, or at least the application for today is that we need to be devoted to the teaching of God's word.
咁咧，所以我哋而家嘅信徒咧，就系要需要恒心去遵守圣经嘅教训。
And so for us, it is learning.
呢个就系我哋需要去学习。第一样嘢就系要学习。
That we need to learn from God's word.
呢个我哋要系 去学习圣经的教训。
The Bible is God's revelation to us.
圣经就是神要默示给我们的信息。
It is His guidebook for us, for as a church and as an individual.
圣经也是会引导我们成间教会和我们个别的信徒要走这条道路。
And so we need to, learn as much as we can from God's word.
所以我们要在圣经的教训上面来到去学会。
And, we need to do this not just gaining head knowledge, but also applying it in our daily lives.
当我们说去学习圣经的教训的时候，我们不是只是头脑上面去学习，我们是要在我们的生活上面应用出来。
Because sometimes people make the mistake thinking that, oh, it's just filling ourselves with a lot of head knowledge about God's word.
咁咧有一個錯誤嘅觀念咧，就以為咧我哋需要咧喺聖經裏邊咧學好多好多嘢嚟到去塞滿我哋嘅頭腦。
But from the Bible, learning from God's word means applying it as well.
咁啊喺聖經裏邊亦都講過啦，當我哋話我哋去學習聖經嘅教訓咧，就係話喺你嘅生活裏邊嚟到去應用出嚟呢啲教訓。
James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only."
雅各书的第一章也有讲过了，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道。
So for that first church, they devoted themselves to God's revelation to them.
所以初期教会他们是恒心的来到去遵守使徒的教训，也是神给他们的教训。
And so we today need to be devoted to God's, the learning from God's word.
所以呢，当我哋而家嘅信徒呢，就係要恒心嘅嚟到遵守喺聖經裏面嘅教訓。
And certainly there are other, our church offers sermons.
咁呢就我哋每个礼拜嚟崇拜嘅时候都有讲道啦。
We have Sunday school classes.
有主日学啦。
We have Bible studies.
亦都可能喺团契裏面呢有呢个查经嘅。
And I hope that you're taking advantage of these opportunities to learn.
咁咧，就希望大家各位信徒能够藉住啲咁嘅机会嚟到去对圣经嘅教训嚟到学习。
But hopefully you're also spending time by yourself。
咁咧，有时候亦都希望大家咧，唔系净系喺教会里边，喺自己嘅安坐家中嘅时候啦。
Ideally learning a little bit every day。
亦都系每一日嚟到系喺圣经嘅话语上边嚟到去学习。
Because we spend lots of time learning from other things。
我哋其实每一日都喺唔同嘅地方嚟到学好多嘢噶。
A lot of times we spend so much time on entertainment and videos。
咁咧有阵时候我哋喺娱乐啦，或者系喺电影啊、电视啊嚟到去花好多时间。
And we're learning the things of the world。
咁咧我哋会知得到世界上边发生嘅事啦，都学到好多嘢。
And so we need to be learning more from God's word.
所以希望大家亦都喺自己嘅时间里边嚟到系喺圣经嘅话语上边嚟到多多嘅学习。
And I particularly want to encourage those who have been Christians a long time.
尤其是我已经信咗好耐嘅信徒。
See, I've been a Christian a long time.
咁啊，我自己亦都系信咗耶稣好耐啦。
I've gone to seminary.
牧师亦都去过神学院嚟到去学习啦。
So I could think to myself, well, I don't need to learn anymore.
咁咧，我话我都已经做咗基督徒咁耐啦，又去咗神学院啦，咁我唔需要学嘢啦。
But the Bible wants us to continue to learn, no matter if you're a young Christian or an older Christian.
但圣经教导我哋咧，就系无论你系新信徒又好，你信咗耶稣好耐都好，你系要不断嘅学习神嘅话语。
The Bible says that the word of God is like milk.To a young believer.
咁咧就圣经亦都讲到啦，圣经嘅话语咧就好似对一个初信嘅人嚟讲咧，就好似奶一样。
But for the older Christian, more mature Christian, the word of God can be like meat.
咁咧对一个已经信咗好耐嘅信徒嚟讲咧，圣经嘅话语咧就好似一块肉咁样。
So even in the word of God, the same passage.Can be milk to a young believer, but it could be meat to the older believer.
好奇妙嘅就系咧，圣经里边同一句说话，对一个新信嘅人嚟讲咧，可能系一个嘅牛奶，但系对一个已经信咗好耐嘅信徒嚟讲咧，系一块肉。
So no matter how old you are, you need to continue to learn God's word.
所以咧，无论你有几年长，你要继续嘅喺圣经嘅话语上面嚟到学习。
And for some people, maybe it's not learning something, it's applying it.
有时候我们不是说要学些什么，而是在生活上面要应用出这些真理出来。
That we need to focus on applying God's word in certain areas of our life.
所以呢，就要看看我们在生命里面呢，有时候我们需要在圣经的教训里面要应用出来。
So that was the first priority.
这个呢，就是我刚才讲的第一个的优先的。
Learning from God's word.
就是在圣经话语上面来学习。
The second priority was on sharing.
第二个基本的功课就是分享。
In 42, again, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
咁咧就头先讲到就系使徒嘅，佢哋恒心遵守使徒嘅教训，仲要系彼此交接擘饼。
Now, sometimes fellowship, for some people, think it means having refreshments together.
咁有陣時候我哋話哦，一陣咧就我哋有交通嘅時間啦。咁交通時間咧，我哋就會講諗到咧就哦有茶點啦。
But fellowship actually means sharing。
但係講到呢個交接或者交通嘅時間嘅時候咧，就其實係一種嘅分享嘅。
Now the early church they obviously shared the same spiritual life with one another。
咁咧就初期教會嘅信徒當然喺屬靈嘅生命上面會有互相嘅分享。
But we also read that they shared their possessions with one another。
咁咧甚至喺佢哋嘅田產財物嗰度咧，亦都係共享嘅。
They shared time together。
亦都係大家分享，有將自己嘅時間拎出嚟大家分享。
They were like a family。
佢哋好似一個家庭嘅裏邊。
And good.A healthy family spend time with one another.
就好似一个健康嘅家庭咧，喺家庭每一个成员咧都会喺肯拎啲时间出嚟嚟到互相嘅分享。
There's some of us who just come to worship.
咁咧就当中咧，我哋有信徒咧就净系礼拜日嚟崇拜嘅。
And then once worship is done, they just leave.
咁咧一阵咧，我哋崇拜之后咧就翻屋企噶啦。
And no one knows them.
咁咧就冇人會認識你。
And they don't know anyone else.
你亦都冇認識任何人。
But God did not intend the church to be that way.
神唔係要我哋教會咁樣樣，你嚟到星期日就咁嚟咗，跟住就翻。
God intended to be more like a family.
神希望我哋教會就好似一家人咁樣。
And that people need to have relationships with one another.
喺一家人嘅裏邊，我哋互相嘅，好似一個家庭裏邊嘅成員一樣，我哋互相嘅建立關係。
No, I know some of us are very shy and introverted.
可能我哋當中嘅有啲係好內向嘅，或者係好怕醜嘅。
And it's hard for us to meet people.
咁咧就好難咧嚟到去喺教會裏邊嚟到去認識其他人。
And if you know me, I'm actually very shy too.
主要牧師亦都係一個好怕醜、好內向嘅人。
But I had to get out of my comfort zone.
咁咧就有時候咧就要將自己咧就拎出嚟就唔好自己喺個安樂窩嘅裏邊。
And get to know people。
咁咧你係需要嚟到去盡上自己嘅努力嚟到去認識其他嘅弟兄姊妹。
And develop relationships with people。
因為你需要嘅係同其他弟兄姊妹建立一個主內嘅關係。
And that way I can help them and they can help me。
以至到建立咗關係嘅時候，你可以幫助到你嘅弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹亦都可以幫助你。
The intention。Of God in the church.
这个就是神在教会里面的心意。
That there is sharing with the other members of the body of Christ.
信徒能够互相的分享，要互相的建立关系。
So there was this devotion to learning from God's word.
第一样东西就是我们要在神的话语上面来到去学习。
There was devotion to sharing.
这个呢也是需要恒心的来到去彼此来到去建立关系分享。
And sharing particularly their lives with one another.
特别是在你的属灵生命上面你要跟人家分享。
But there was worship of God as well.
也是在敬拜神的事上面大家跟人分享。
In verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship into the breaking of bread.
使徒的教训啦，彼此的交接啦，同埋擘饼。
Now you may say, well, I don't see worship here.
咁咧就讲到擘饼，但我都唔系睇到话崇拜敬拜嘅。
Now the breaking of bread could mean a meal together.
当我讲到擘饼嘅时候咧，可能系佢哋真系食一餐饭嘅。
But it can also mean the Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper.
呢个擘饼亦都系可能亦都系代表可以代表到呢个圣餐呢个嘅。
And the Lord's Supper was the time that we worship God.
喺举行圣餐嘅时候咧，我哋大家信徒系集中在一起咧嚟到去敬拜神嘅。
We remember Christ's death and sacrifice for us.
因为在每次的圣餐的时候呢，我们所有的信徒都去纪念到主耶稣基督的为我们的死。
And it was something that it was not just once a week.
这个呢就不是说每个礼拜做的。
Because in verse 46, it seems that they did it day by day.
那么就我们可能看到呢，当时候初期教会呢是每一日都擘饼的。
So there might beFormal times of worship together with other believers, but also informal by yourself.
咁咧就啊，可能系啊一啲嘅时间咧，就系啊定期嘅啊，大家一齐喺度诶擘饼，就系亦都系可能喺私底下啊有一啲嘅时间。
And so, hopefully, that there is a time in your daily life that you just worship God.
咁样咧就所以喺你自己嘅私底下嘅时间，你独自嘅时候都可以做呢个嘅敬拜嘅功课。
So you're adoring God, you are worshiping Him and praising Him.
是你自己一个人的时间来到去赞美神，来到去重赞，将你自己心里的重赞献给神。
Because that was a characteristic of that first church.
这个就是初期教会他们这个基本的功课所做的。
Their lives were filled with giving God the glory.
他们将整个的生命来到去为着神的荣耀而活。
And then the last basic that we see here.
最后一样嘢就系最后一样嘅基本嘅功课咧，系乜嘢咧
？And that is praying.
就系祈祷。
We see this in the end of verse 42.
喺四十二节嘅最后一样嘢就系话祈祷。
They said they were devoted themselves to the prayers.
佢哋恒切嚟到去祈祷。
And so, I mentioned previously that we looked at verse 47.
咁咧，头先我有讲到喺第四十七节嗰度嘅时候咧
，We talked about how the Lord added to their number day by day。
有讲到话主将得救嘅人数天天加俾佢哋。
Notice it doesn't say the church grew in number。
圣经冇讲到咧话呢个教会增长嘅秘诀系乜嘢
？It wants us to make sure we know it was the Lord who added to their number day by day。
原来唔系教会自己去。有什么方法去增长
now,
而是主耶稣加人数给他们。
Now, the church could have worked hard.
当时候教会也很努力地来做传福音的工作。
The writer wants us to know it was God who changed these people's hearts and minds.
圣经的作者想告诉我们听不是教会做了什么令到教会增长而是主将人数加给教会。
And we unlock God's power through prayer.
我们是透过祈祷让主的能力来到彰显。
In fact, if you were to read the rest of the book of Acts, you'll find that there's a great emphasis on prayer.
咁咧就成篇嘅使徒行传咧一路讲落去嘅时候，都会睇得到嗰个祈祷嗰个嘅功效。
It started with those 3,000 people in Jerusalem.
就系当时候耶路撒冷嘅三千人嘅教会祈祷。
But with prayer and God's help, they changed the whole world.
而他们因为藉着他们的祈祷，来到整个世界被改变了。
And notice it says, they did in verse 42, in the Greek, it has the definite article, the prayers.
咁咧就喺中文圣经冇提到嘅，就系咧佢祈祷呢个字咧就系话嗰个祈祷。
That seems to indicate that there was a particular time.They set aside to pray.
原来初期教会的信徒呢是会有定时定到一个的时间来到去祈祷的。
And so just like worship, there could be a formal time of worship and an informal time. There was also a formal time of prayer and an informal time of prayer.
所以呢就刚才讲到有大家一起的定时的来到去敬拜也都有个人的敬拜。祈祷一样有定时的一个祈祷会有个人的祈祷。
Now, the Board of Elders meets twice a month.
每个月有两次我们长老会就会是开这个长老会的。
And we start at around 7 o'clock and we'll, the average time it will go to at least 11 o'clock.
就很多时候我们就通常是七点钟夜晚七点钟开始就长老会一路去到11点的。
Sometimes it's even later.
或者係甚至更夜嘅時間。
But the first thing that we do is pray.
咁咧，每次我哋開長老會呢個會議之前咧，係有一大段嘅祈禱嘅時間。
We don't just ask one of the people to lead in prayer.
我哋唔係就咁樣話其中搵一個長老話帶我哋祈禱啦咁就開會唔係咁樣嘅。
We split in up into smaller groups and pray together.
我哋長老會開會祈禱嘅時候呢就會係再分小組喺嗰段時間花上時間每一個小組喺個圈裏面再祈禱。
So I hope embedded in all your meetings that there is a healthy amount of time to pray.
希望喺我哋教會開會嘅一個嘅文化嘅裏面呢我哋開會之前呢能夠花上時間嚟祈禱。
Our church particularly is in a very crucial time.
我哋教會呢其實而家係面臨緊一個好緊要嘅一個嘅關鍵嘅時間。
We are faced with some major decisions that will affect our church for many years to come.
我哋喺未来嘅日子会做一啲决定咧，会影响到我哋教会好多好多年以后嘅发展。
And so we need the Lord's guidance in terms of future expansion.
我哋需要神嘅引领嚟到带领我哋点样喺华埠里边嚟到扩展。
We need the Lord's guidance regarding the future senior pastor.
我哋亦都需要神嘅带领嚟到去带领我哋选上一位嘅主任牧师。
And so hopefully, it doesn't take much for you to be motivated to pray.
希望大家能够有动力来到去为着教会祈祷。
But if we want to see the results, just like that first church, we need to devote ourselves to prayer.
如果我们希望见到我们教会好像初期教会的一个这样的结果的时候，我们就有这样的动力来到去为教会祈祷。
And so, obviously, we want to see these priorities in our entire church.
我们今天讲到那些基本的功课，希望我们在教会里面各个信徒都有把守着这些功课。
But you know our church is divided into seven different congregations.
但我们教会有七堂的崇拜。
So if we want to see the kind of results in this congregation, we need to devote ourselves to the same priorities.
但起码我们想看得到我们二堂的弟兄姊妹有得出这种结果的时候，我们就要在这些基本的功课上面去努力。
But then, if we want this congregation to be that healthy congregation, then it needs to have its members also devoted to these things as well.
就是说到当我们想我们自己那个堂会有一个健康的堂会的时候，我们各个的信徒也都尽上我们的努力。
So the question is, are you devoted to these basics?
就是想问一问各位，就是你愿不愿意在这些刚才讲到的基本的功课上面来做？
Are you devoted to learning from God's Word?
你会不会恒心的来到去遵守神的圣经的教训？
Are you devoted to sharing your life with other Christian brothers and sisters?
你会不会恒心的来到去将你的属灵的生命与人分享？
Are you devoted to worshiping God both formally and informally?
你有没有恒心的来到去敬拜神，可以是主日的敬拜，也是自己私底下的敬拜？
And are you devoted to prayer both formally and informally?
你有没有恒心的来到去为教会祈祷，在祈祷会里面祈祷，在私底下也有祈祷？
And so maybe you can reflect first on your own life.
或者大家都需要对自己一个这个属灵的生命来到去有这个反省。
Which of these four basics have you perhaps forgotten?
有刚才讲到的这四样的基本的功课，有哪一样东西你是最缺乏的呢？
Which one of these four is God reminding you to make sure is a part of your daily life?
这四样的功课，神有没有来到去提醒你，说需要你尽上努力的呢？
So we're going to pray.
我们现在开始祈祷。
And maybe before we pray, give you a moment to just talk to God.
我们以下有一段安静的时间，大家向神说话。
And maybe God is pointing out to you an area that you have neglected.
神可能就是透过这段安静的时间来到去告诉你，你在你的属灵生命上面最缺乏的功课是什么？
Because these are basics.
因为这些是很基本的功课。
These are not something new.
这个不是很新的东西。
You probably heard it before.
你都是听过很多次了。
But the question is, are you devoted to these things?
就是说你愿不愿意恒心的在这些属灵的功课上面来到去。
And if there's, particularly if choose one area that you're weakest in, and maybe devote yourself to it in the coming days.
当神感动你嘅时候，你就决定喺下喺未来嘅日子嚟到喺呢个基本嘅功课上边嚟到去扎根。
So give you a few moments to talk to God.
我哋有一段安静嘅时间向神对话。
Father, thank you for giving us this description of the first church.
天父，感謝你用初期教會呢班嘅信徒俾我哋有個借鏡。
And we see a lot of characteristics that we would like to see in our church and even our own lives.
我哋睇到初期教會有好多好美好嘅見證，我哋好希望能夠喺我哋教會裏邊嚟到出現。
We want to see joy and a sense of awe.
我哋好想见到我哋教会里边有一种嘅喜乐嘅心，有一种嘅敬畏嘅心。
But for some of us, we've forgotten the basics.
但系我哋当中可能已经系有遗忘咗呢啲咁嘅基本嘅功课。
And so we pray that you would remind us through your word.
求主嚟到提醒我哋，透过圣经嘅话语提醒我哋。
And help us to devote ourselves as the people did in the first church.
叫我哋恒心嘅嚟到去做呢啲基本嘅功课，就好似初期教会嘅信徒一样。
Whether it be learning from your word,
系喺圣经嘅教训嚟到去遵守。
Whether it be sharing our lives with one another,
喺我哋互相嘅喺属灵生命上边嘅分享。
Whether it be worship or prayer,
系呢个喺敬拜上边嘅喺祈祷上边嘅功课。
Help each of our members to grow in these areas.
求天父帮助我哋每一位嘅信徒喺你嘅喺你嘅面前嘅属灵生命嘅成长。
Help our church to make sure that this is the foundation of our ministries.
求天父俾我哋教会睇一件呢啲嘅基本嘅功课，就系我哋教会所需要着重嘅。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我哋咁样祷告，奉主名求。
Amen.
阿门。